Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. One of the great tragedies of this life is that millions of human beings pass through life without coming to grips with their reason or reasons for being here. Like Solomon of old, they try to find happiness and usefulness through various avenues: wealth, worldly wisdom, wine, women, and song. They stumble through life oblivious of the truth, which the Bible very clearly teaches in the book of Ecclesiastes. All of this is vanity and striving after the wind. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14. Is it possible to learn this truth before it is too late? The Philippian letter answers that question in the affirmative. Paul counted all things but loss for the excellency of knowing Christ and being found in Him. Above all else in this world, Paul wanted to know Christ, the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His sufferings, if by any means he might attain unto the resurrection. Philippians 3, 8 through 11. But since he was a devout Christian and a faithful apostle, there was no further need for concern about growing, working, was there? My friends, if you have read Paul's epistles, and not just the Philippian letter, you know Paul never rested on his past achievements. In fact, these are his very words: "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended of Jesus Christ." Philippians 3:12. The word "attained" in our text would be better rendered "obtained." If you examine the life and the work of the Apostle Paul, can you imagine his saying, "I have not already obtained"? Does he mean there are more sermons to preach, more churches to establish, more souls to win for the Son of God? Paul had written some 5 or 10 years earlier, "I labored more abundantly than all the apostles." 1 Corinthians 15:10. He had as completely devoted himself to the cause of Christ as any man in the world. Yet he knew he had not obtained all which God had in mind for him. He knew he had not yet become perfect or full grown. Incidentally, the word "perfect" never means sinlessness or without flaw. It means a state of completeness. In some texts, the word ought to be translated "mature." When one realizes he has not yet become completely mature, he has plenty of room for growth. That was Peter's reason for admonishing his readers, "But grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." 2 Peter 3:18. Contrast Paul's attitude with that of an American scholar who boasted on a television program, "I know all there is to know about the apostles." Nobody knows all he needs to know about any concept. Paul told the Corinthians, "If any man think that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know." 1 Corinthians 8:2. Paul prayed for his Colossian brothers and sisters, that they might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Colossians 1:10. When you hear preachers or others speaking of achieving sinless perfection, remind them of Paul's and Peter's words. Paul understood that his life would be meaningful and useful only if he laid hold of that for which the Lord had laid hold of him. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.